Good morning, everyone. John Hockenberry here with Celeste Headlee. You know, as factoids go, this has got to be one of my favorites. In the middle of this recession, right, the fastest growing large city in the United States.
Right.
You know what it is?
New Orleans.
New Orleans. I mean, in a sense, it's shocking, but in a sense, it's also
kind of
obvious. It was
also the fastest shrinking city just a few years ago.
It's coming back, bouncing back from a very, very hard place.
You can see there's a lot of flooding here, and it's just starting. The surge back here is a little bit even worse. We were on an overpass of the interstate, and as we were sitting still, we got hit with a piece of debris, took out the window in our vehicle. Still debris coming.
Coming back after 4 years, Katrina is over, but what's going on in New Orleans? We're taking a look at that all week long here in New Orleans and also on the Gulf Coast. Joining us is Clarence White, Alan Darnell, and Duke Bradley, all sitting there in the studios of WWNO down there in New Orleans. Clarence, Alan, and Duke, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning, guys.
So I got a quick question for the three of you, and then we'll find out a little bit more about you. Clarence, is this going to be the year?
I hope. I have a lot of hope and very
that
optimistic
was measured.
That I can be in my house.
Had to think about
hopefully
that.
Hopefully by the end of this month.
All right, we'll talk about those details in just a second. Alan Darnell, is this the year that New Orleans comes back in your view?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's going to be this year and next year and the year after that, and I think it's going to continue to come back.
Duke Bradley, is 2009-2010 the year?
This is definitely the year. This is definitely the year.
All right. A lot of optimism there. And as we said, New Orleans is the fastest growing large city in the United States. What does that mean to Clarence White, who's finally moving back into his Gentilly house this month, 4 years after Katrina forced him out? Give me a rough sketch of the story over the last 4 years as you've tried to get back into your home.
Well, I was here for the storm, walked through 6 feet of water.
Whoa.
I went to the Superdome. And was there, and I was relocated somewhere in Oklahoma, a military base. And from there, I went to Michigan. Governor Granholm was giving free flights through Southwest. So I stayed in Michigan almost a year from August 2005 to about close to November 2006. But I was back and forth to New Orleans. Right now, I'm in a process of repairing my home. It's been 2 years. I started on my home in August 2007.
Doing the work yourself, right?
Pardon?
Doing most of the work yourself.
Some of it, and the rest of it is done by a contractor that I hired from Boston, Massachusetts, and they're from Brazil.
So, Clarence White, when do you think you can move in?
Hopefully, I can be in by the second week after Labor Day, and maybe at the end of September, because I'm pressing hard for that date because my DHAB has ended today, which is August 31st, 2009.
What's DHAB? That's rental assistance?
Exactly. And I can't afford to continue to pay rent where I'm at in River Garden in the Uptown section of New Orleans, and also my house note, which I am repairing.
So you may, in the midst of repairing your home, actually become homeless for a few weeks here.
That's correct.
Jesus.
Unless I relocate to Baton Rouge with one of my relatives, but I'd have to commute back and forth, and that's an hour to come to New Orleans where I work at. So I'm really very optimistic that my home will be ready.
Well, I'm amazed at that optimism. Alan Darnell, what's the important milestone for you in the next couple of weeks? And what's it like for a business person? You're the chief operating officer of iSeats, a software development company based in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. You know, for me, actually, we're just getting ready to have a housewarming party next weekend. We just bought a house in Uptown about 4 months ago. After relocating here from New York.
And what's it like, the business environment in New Orleans for a software development company?
It's very inspiring and very interesting. There are a lot of young people that have moved into the city, just like my wife and I, who are coming back into, not just coming back into New Orleans, but coming to New Orleans, I think, for the first time.
You know, New Orleans was kind of known for having sort of an arcane political system that made it complicated for businesses to get through the bureaucracy. Is some of the red tape gone away for you?
Yes and no. You know, I think a lot of the of what the state seems to be doing, from what I can tell, is really helping revitalize the city. You know, our business is taking advantage of tax credits and things like that that encourage us to bring people here and give us incentives to bring people here. But locally, I think that there's still some things that need to change in the municipal government locally. I think there are some city council members that are trying to do the right thing, but there are local people, local business people, local entrepreneurs who are trying to do the right thing, folks like GNO Inc. who are doing things to help pass certain types of legislation and grants that are encouraging more people to come back. But the city government, I think, is still struggling with making certain things happen that are encouraging revitalization and encouraging people to come back to the city.
All right,
well, I think that's one of the challenges we've got to get over.
Alan Darnell, meeting the challenges as Chief Operating Officer of iSeats, a software development company based in New Orleans. Clarence White is also with us, who might be moving into his home in the next couple of weeks if he can hold out, if his rental assistance doesn't go away. But Duke Bradley, take us out. You've got an amazing back-to-school store, which is possibly the most optimistic of all.
Yes, sir. You know, despite the destruction that Katrina brought to the city, it also wiped away one of the worst school systems in America. It created a space for educational entrepreneurs like myself and charter schools. It created competition among schools and gave parents choice. And that was previously non-existent in New Orleans.
And you're now the principal of Mays Prep, a charter school which is starting in the Ninth Ward.
Yes, sir. We opened just 12 days ago. We're really excited about serving the parents and families of the Ninth Ward community and excited about our kids, too.
What grades?
We're opening pre-K through 2 in our first year, and then we're going to add a grade every year until we fill out the school pre-K through 8.
All right. Do you have a motto there at the school?
Our motto is to prepare every student for success in high school, college, and beyond. We are driven by 6 essential core values of hard work, excellence, respect, discipline, determination, and leadership.
All right.
These are values that we believe are essential to not only ensuring academic success, but equally important to making sure that we're preparing quality citizens as well.
Well, not hard to see why New Orleans is the fastest growing large city in the United States these days. Duke Bradley, principal of Mays Prep School, a charter school in the Ninth Ward of New Orleans, having its first class this month. Thanks so much to Duke, Alan, and Clarence.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
All right, 4 years after Katrina, there's a lot of optimism there. Let's see what's going on in the headlines.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.